802. Next up is 2010, This Modern Beat, hip-hop music. We're going to hit the...
What radio station are we listening to?
Well, I believe that we're about to hear it. KOA 106.5, Low Power FM.
Have a good night.
You're listening to KOWA LP 106.5 FM, Olympia.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Bird. How's it going?
It's going great. It's good to be back in the studio with you.
Yep. Okay, we're back. We're on there. Can people hear you?
I don't know. Hello?
I don't know if people can hear you.
If you can hear us, hello? If you can hear us, oh, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all right?
Yeah.
If you can hear us, you can give us a call at the KOWA studio, KOWA, 360-352-1646.
Yeah. Okay. To start off with, I've got a little song that I'd like to play for you all, and this is from Leonard Cohen.
Lenny.
And it's called Democracy. It's a classic.
It's coming through a hole in the air. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA. The cradle of the best of the It's here they got the range and the machinery for change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA.
We're back.
Welcome. Ooh, excuse me. Welcome back. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the KOWA 106.5 Low Power FM, your community radio station broadcasting out of the garage behind Media Island, 816 Adams Street.
North, a very southeast. Cozy nook we are in. It's good to be here with you, Bruce, on our fourth show in the cozy Koa studio.
The cozy Koa studio. And we were trying to figure out what we were going to talk about today. I think we hit a number of different topics. First off, I think we have today's a special day. Isn't that right, Bird?
Today is a remarkable day for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One of those reasons is that today is the 42nd anniversary of the death of Martin Luther King Jr. And Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated 42 years ago today in Montgomery, Alabama. No, Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis.
Sorry. We are doing a little research on that right now in the studio. And, Bruce, you said you have a quote that you wanted to share about that.
Yeah, I sure do. It's also Easter. You know, I like to
point
that out. It's Easter.
It's Easter.
Woohoo!
Happy Easter for all of you people who celebrate the work of Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. It's a blessed day, except for, you know.
Jesus and Martin Luther King.
Right.
Some similarities.
Well, yeah, some would say. Well, this is, I'm fascinated by Wikipedia. This is off the Wikipedia's, you know, every day if I want to find some little tidbit of information, I like to dig into Wikipedia. Well, anyway, this is a quote, the day that Martin Luther King was, the day before, in the last close of the last speech of his career, he gave this final comment, and he says, and this is in reference to a bomb threat that was made against his plane on his way to Memphis, and it goes, "And then I got to Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord."
Wow. Some would say that Martin Luther King Jr. was a prophet.
That would be, yeah. Prophet's a good word. They take away our ability to use words like that in this modern age. But I definitely agree. I'd say
the
prophet.
Darn modern age.
He was only, I believe he was only 39, too, when he was killed. I can verify that, but, yeah, he was 39 years old.
That is not old.
No, he would still possibly been around today.
How old would Martin Luther King be today? He was born in 1929,
yeah.
And so today it's 2010. So it seems like he would be 81.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. 81.
My math is correct.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
Yep, sure is.
Are my levels all right here? I can't really tell.
You just need to stay when you talk, you should bring it right up to that
right
level.
Right up to there. Hello. This is a new microphone that we're using here that I'm on. It's a little different.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the best for this format.
It's not too bad.
I feel like I have to press my mouth right up to it, otherwise it doesn't pick up right. Hello. Okay, that's better. That's a little better there. Hey, okay. Hello.
All right.
Hey,
I think people are tired of hearing you say hello.
Hello. Hey, is there anybody out there? If you're listening to us, you should give us a call because we'd love to hear from you. And I mean, don't feel bad if you don't. Certainly don't feel bad. But if you want to give us a call, the number in the studio is 360-352-1646.
All right. So, there's some events we wanted to plug today. Which would you like to about the other radio station's event going on tonight?
Yeah, Olympia is lucky because for a town its size, it has a lot of alternative and independent radio. Of course, we have Chaos, which isn't independent, but it is alternative, and it's awesome. But the other great radio station in town is Free Radio Olympia, FRO, FRO. And FRO is broadcasting on 98.5, whatever, you know, units of measure on the FM dial. And tonight, actually this whole weekend, FRO is doing a fundraising series of fundraising activities. And tonight is the culmination, I guess. There's going to be a party, skate jam at Skateland, a FRO event, Skateland. I heard it's $5. I don't know if that includes skates and admission into the place, but so,
well,
you know.
Well, it's well worth it.
It's definitely well worth it.
People
FRO,
can throw down $5.
FRO is
Skateland.
FRO is an excellent radio station, Free Radio Olympia. Skateland, in case you're unfamiliar, you can get to Skateland by going, well, it's on South Bay Road, and it's right at about the intersection of South Bay and 12th. And this party tonight goes from 7 p.m. until 11. So there's plenty of time to get down there. It just started about a half an hour ago, so head on down. Don't be shy. Support FRO and have some fun skating at Skateland.
Yeah, it's been a while. I can't remember the last time I skated. It's probably been like 10, 20 years. 20 years. No, it couldn't be 20 years. It's been, I don't know, a long time. I was never good at it. I've never been good at it. I could go forward. I couldn't really turn. So I don't know. It's not my cup of tea.
Well, you know, I'm not going to judge you, and I'm not going to think less of you if you're not a good skater. But, you know, what would really impress me would be if you go out there and just have fun, regardless of your skating skills or abilities.
Yeah, that's true.
Know?
I mean, it's going to be a good day. I'll probably end up going out there. Yeah, so let's hear. What else? We should talk a little bit about a coming up event.
Yeah. Upcoming events. Well, I mean, we've been talking about, like, what to talk about. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, I want to make sure this is very clear for Bruce, for everyone who works with COA, for everyone in our listening audience, and that is that, and I think Bruce will agree with me, I'm not sure, but I want to make it clear that my views don't necessarily reflect or represent the views of anyone else, including Bruce and the rest of the COA staff or any of the listening audience necessarily. And I think, you know, Bruce and I are pretty open and that we're willing to disagree with each other. We don't necessarily agree with each other on everything. And so we may go into some pretty intense territory in terms of the subjects we cover. And, you know, I think that we just want to be clear that, you know, I just want to be clear that, you know, I'm a dynamic creature, and my opinions and beliefs and views on the world are subject to change at any time. and I don't necessarily assume that Bruce is going to agree with me on everything. And just because Bruce doesn't explicitly disagree with me on something doesn't mean that he necessarily agrees with me. So, and there might be times that either Bruce or I aren't in the studio doing the show. And so, you know, this is about conversation, I think, and about dialogue and about understanding and working toward understanding.
Sometimes we say things that we don't even believe ourselves.
Yeah.
We'll just
yeah.
say it just to confuse people.
That may be true. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true either. I'm confused.
I like to be, you know, direct and clear and, you know, to the point. I like to be consistent and, you know, but given that, like, Bruce doesn't like to. Bruce likes to confuse people and obfuscate the facts and
right.
make things difficult to understand and confuse. Bruce is into the divide and conquer strategy.
I'm a contrarian.
Yeah. Bruce and Karl Rove go way back. They, you know, Bruce secretly has a bookshelf in his room full of Karl Rove things.
I wish. That would be awesome. That would be really fun.
Yeah, because you really admire Karl Rove, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love that guy. This cute little bald head.
Yeah.
Pudgy little guy.
You think that Karl Rove has done a lot of good for the world.
Well, you know, I mean, he was, well, as our last president, you know, he was, probably wasn't the most popular guys, I guess, but, you know, pretty impressive dude.
Mm-hmm. So, we were talking about some of the stuff we wanted to talk about. There is a new issue of Works in Progress on the streets.
Get it.
And pick it up and read it. There's a really great article in there.
It says, "War is over" on the front.
Yeah, it's in big letters. It says, "War is over." And so you can think about that. But there's a great article. We talked about this a little bit last week about Rachel Corrie and a couple articles about Rachel Corrie. And, yeah, what else?
There's, yeah, well, let's talk about the, well, what else
well,
is going
let's,
on
let's talk about what else we want to talk about and then maybe go back. So we want to talk about the Lasso event. I want to talk a little bit about the peace vigil that I'm involved in. And, if you want to,
chime in.
Okay. Yeah. You know, we're experimenting with, making new signs. And so I want to tell people how they can contribute ideas for new signs. And another thing. Oh, D is gone. And so we want to, I want to wish D good luck and farewell. And whatever, wherever you go, you know, be well and keep the faith, I guess. Yeah, keep the faith for sure. Not I guess, but. D was uploading our programs onto the internet, and so our last show has not been uploaded. I'm working on that now, but I don't really, I'm a novice, so I don't know if it's going to work, but I'll try to get that. And I've tried to get the audio off the computer, but the jump drives,
well, whatever.
The ports
let's
are
not,
broken.
Let's not bore
anyway,
our complicated. Listeners with
yeah, the... we don't want to, yeah, sorry, I don't want to bore you with the technical minutia.
Right.
So anyway, we're gonna try to get the shows up on the internet still.
Yeah, totally.
Gosh, it really is nice and cozy in here, Bruce. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I don't smell too bad, do I? That's you're lucky listeners.
Oh no, the Koa studio smells great.
Right. All right, let's see. Yeah, when are they gonna invent that machine, you know?
Invent the what?
The machine that sends smells through the radio waves.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they've got yeah. everything. They've got stuff for hearing. Like, you can hear my voice. You can see my face on television. But you will never smell me.
Hmm.
Unless you're within a 20-foot radius of me. Then you.
Hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, this is getting ridiculous.
So what do we we wanted to talk about Lasso a little bit.
Yeah. Sure, okay.
I'm starting
Can I
to
just
get Yeah, let's talk about Lasso.
Let's just jump into it. We talk about what we wanted to talk about for a long time. Well, I just wanted to say that we have a Latin American Solidarity Conference coming to town.
I've Would seen the like beautiful flyers around town. Orange.
Yeah. And you know, we've got a whole series, a whole slew of workshops that are open to the public for free. So we really want to get every single person in all of Olympia and the surrounding area to come out and learn a little bit about Latin America and why it matters.
The conference starts in less than a week, in 5 days.
Yep, it's Friday.
Friday, April 9th.
So we have going on Friday, April 9th. I'm just going to quickly read through what we have happening.
I'll save my questions until after.
No, no, interrupt me if really. Okay. It's, I like.
Well,
that.
I do have a question about registration, and is it okay for people just to show
save
up
until later?
Okay, I'll save it. I'll save it. I know. I'm. You
no,
can,
yeah,
you know,
people can
whatever.
Totally just show up. That's a good question. Good question.
Yeah, because you know sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I want to go, but I don't know. And you know, I feel like if I don't register in advance, maybe I'd. Your room, or you know, there'd be a problem, or it would be difficult to accommodate me. And but I really want to go, so you know,
where
like, you know, just for example,
right? Well, to answer your question, we've got a whole bunch of people coming into town from out of town to the event.
That's great.
We're encouraging them to register. You can go to our website at nwlasconference.wordpress.com and you can register, but people in town don't need to register. But we are asking people to come. It's like I said, it's free. It's Saturday all day. There's lots of great workshops being held. Sunday is more of like a planning sessions. It's for people who are really interested in the work of organizing,
mobilizing
to defend Latin America from U.S. imperialism, and to help encourage the ideas that are happening in Latin America. So there's a lot of interesting stuff happening. So on, like for example, this Friday at there is a person speaking called Jesse Freeston.
And I've heard about Jesse.
Right.
He has some interesting stuff to talk about.
Right. And so Jesse Freeston speaking from 7 to 8:30. He is speaking at Evergreen in Seminar 2, 1107. And that's going to be a really great talk. He's a video journalist with the Real News Network, and he's originally from Ontario, but he's been covering El Salvador, Honduras, and the United States. So this is a Canadian who is coming to speak to us about with a little bit of outsider's perspective. He's coming in right now. Currently he's in Washington, D.C., so he's flying in from D.C. Then on Saturday, we have workshops starting at 10:30 in the morning, and you can get a program that lists all the what's happening over the course of the entire weekend. You can pick it up at any time. The main room is Seminar 2, 1107, so just come by there. There's information all times of day. For example, in our first workshops of the day, starting at 10:30, we have workshops titled Marxism 101. We have another workshop titled Northwest Student Coalition Building and Latin America's Solidarity. We have one that's ALBA, South America's Idea of Fair Trade. And our last one for that session, and you could choose one from these four, was the Modern NGO Pacifism and Solidarity. So then from 1 to 2:20, we have another workshop session after lunch. And you could choose from these four titles. The first one is Neoliberal Globalization and Its Effects on Suriname, El Salvador, and Mexico. The second is U.S. Militarism in Latin America and Why the Anti-War Movement Should Be a Part of the Latin American Solidarity Movement. International Accompaniment of Human Rights Defenders. That's another one. And then we have How to Make a Documentary Video for Your Solidarity Campaign. For workshop session 3, which is 2:30 to 3:50, our first one of four that you could choose from is Venezuela's Socialism for a 21st Century and the Call for a Fifth Socialist International. The second one is Free All Political Prisoners Now, the Cuban Five and All U.S. Political Prisoners. The third is The independence and labor movements in Puerto Rico and the recent general strikes there. And the fourth one is Face the Displaced, Days of Action for Colombia. And then later on that evening, we have Carlos Martinez, who's speaking at 4:30. And he's a writer who has an organizer from San Francisco. And he's coming in to speak about they co-authored with Michael Fox called Venezuela Speaks, Voices from the Grassroots. Yeah, he worked with Global Exchange as program director for many years and has taken dozens of people, dozens of trips of delegations to Venezuela. And then Sunday all day we have more events and workshops. Starting at 9 a.m. we have a workshop entitled Shut That Expletive Down Now, the Northwest Detention Center and Building Bridges Not Walls and Migrant Farm Workers. Then we have another one titled Pastors for Peace in the Honduran Military Coup, Material Aid Caravans. And then a third one titled Pacific Rim Mining in El Salvador. That starts at 9 in the morning.
On Saturday?
On Sunday.
Sunday.
And then later on that day, we're having strategy sessions from 10 o'clock to 10:40 till 1 o'clock. Those are, you know, if people are interested in learning about Latin America, but not necessarily interested in being part of organizing, it's perfectly okay to skip that part. Then at 2, from 2 to 4, we have Father Roy Bourgeois. Now, he is best known for his work at School of America's Watch, and he's a great speaker. He's going to be speaking Lecture Hall 1. It's free and open to the public, but there's probably going to be a lot of people that come out for that. All right, and that's the information about the conference.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, thank you for letting me pitch it out there to everybody who's listening.
And is there a place that I can go on the internet to learn more, or to just see it in writing in case I don't have a, you know,
Nope.
I'm not taking notes.
Oh, too bad.
Too bad. Well, that's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Shucks.
NWLASconference.wordpress.com.
NW as in Northwest. Yeah.
They got it. They could got it. They got it. They could Google
NWLAS.
Yes. Conference.wordpress.com.
Okay. Right. NWLASconference.wordpress.com.
Yes.
Well, it's Googleable, and I'm sure, yeah, people can figure that out. And if you have any other questions, you can call us in the studio now, 360-352-1646. This is COWA, K-O-W-A, Low Power Radio, broadcasting on 106.5 FM from Olympia, Washington. Thank you for listening to the Bruce and Bird Show. Can we play that song that I was thinking about?
Yeah, let's see if we can find it here. Hold on.
I also want to let people know, in case there's another thing going on that Friday night, there's a movie at the Capitol Theater called Robert Blecker Wants Me Dead, which is about capital punishment. Looks like a very interesting film. So if that's something you're interested in, that's also an alternative to the LASSO conference. But I strongly recommend going to either one of those and attending the whole LASSO conference. So
There's lots of things going on.
What song are we about to listen to?
Well,
What was that? Did you tell people what that first song was that we were listening to?
Democracy by Leonard Cohen.
Awesome. Democracy, Leonard Cohen. We're about to listen to a song by Pink Floyd from their 1973 album Dark Side of the Moon. This is called The Great Gig in the Sky. I don't know if this is really appropriate to the show.
Okay, we're back.
I think that just played a very short sample of the song.
Yeah, well, you know, we're low budget here, sorry. You can play it at home on your record player.
Maybe you can scroll down the page and find another version of it that would play the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good with this interweb stuff. Let's skip it.
You don't want to play that song?
I don't want to take time looking for it.
Well, it's right there at the, it says video results for Great Gig in the Sky. You know, it's like the first hit on YouTube.
Okay. We will be playing the Great Gig in the Sky.
My roommate was playing this song right before I left the house.
So you've already heard it today.
A while ago. Yeah, and I liked it. Okay. So I wanted to share it with everyone. Just in case other people like the same things that I do.
He doesn't like Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I saw a video, I think it was Roger Waters, talking about the situation in Gaza recently. I was really impressed with that.
Really?
Yep.
You know, the quality of this song isn't very good.
It's a studio version. I think that's like the version that's on the album. YouTube probably, you know, alters the quality of the recording considerably.
It's very possible.
We're having trouble uploading our show from last week. I don't know what the secret is. I wish he was here.
He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll try to answer this too.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Just donated money to Radio for All. Or, shows are uploaded on Radio for All. He was going to donate some money because they had an emergency fundraising situation. A lot of radio shows in here. Okay.
Well, that is the Great Gig in the Sky. Pink Floyd, still going, but
still going. We can talk at the same time. I've no problem with that.
Well, yeah,
personally,
it doesn't seem to be making a good noise.
Yeah,
not sure what
the quality. Something's weird with the switches here.
Something's happening. It's just not coming up on the radio.
Yeah, you moved some of those white dials on the top, and then the monitor changed.
I think it's just not working for some reason. Because this is the radio.
Oh, well.
Can people hear us out there? Do people want... If you can hear us.
If you can hear us.
Give us a call.
Call us.
352-1646.
Yeah. You don't even have to stay on the phone. Just like hang up or, you know, just let it ring or I don't know, whatever. You can say hello. You can.
It'd be nice.
You can let us know what you think of the show, whether you like it or not. It's okay. You don't have to tell us who you are. We don't even have caller ID, I think, so you could just call and we would never know who you are if you didn't want to tell us. Is that true, Bruce? Do we have caller ID?
No.
I don't think we do. So, what else? Well,
if you want to know who calls this station, you're going to have to ask the FBI.
Yeah. Well, hey, I wanted to, there's one other thing that was like fresh on the top of my mind that I wanted to talk about, something that I've been interested in this week.
Shoot.
And then maybe that will open up conversation to move on to other topics, too. That was an article of writing I saw by a guy named Frank Schaefer. And Frank Schaefer has a blog on the internet. And it was interesting because Frank Schaefer wrote an article actually last December. And I received it from two different sources this week via email. And the article is called "Obama Will Triumph and So Will America." And I was really kind of put off by the article. And the article basically consists of a lot of words. It's not a short article. And there's a lot of words in it, and the general idea is to say that people who criticize Obama are wrong. That, you know, it's too soon to criticize Obama. You know, things might be great with the Obama administration. And that really bugged me, you know, seeing this article. And I don't know, I haven't processed it too much, and I'm, you know, I don't even know how to like approach it with people who short. Well, our monitor is shorted out, so that's
is
okay
monitor,
we can deal with it
outside, can we?
It's not at all. Yeah. Oh okay. We're not going out on the air.
Yeah, we had this. Were you on before we came in here? Because we were
Oh, we can just keep going and then do it on the internet. Okay. We're going to pause and then come back. Okay. Here we go.
Go ahead. Let's see what the problem